Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Dearest children, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today we're going to be learning about a great companion of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is best known as Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. His real name was Abdullah ibn Abi Kuhafa, and he was born 2 years after our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he passed away 2 years after our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So his age at the time of his passing away was exactly the same as our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he was born 2 years after Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he passed away 2 years after Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was a very humble and truthful companion of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this truthfulness, it gave him the title As-Siddiq, because As-Siddiq, it means the truthful one. So Abu Bakr As-Siddiq, that Abu Bakr who was the truthful one. And this truthful title, As-Siddiq title, it was not only because he always spoke the truth, but it was also because in the mission of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and when it came to supporting Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was always very honest in his word to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he was also always very devoted to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we learn this lesson throughout his life. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam invited people towards Islam, he was the first man to accept Islam. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam undertook a very dangerous journey from Makkah to Medina, when he migrated, his life was in danger, and he left from Makkah to migrate and to take a journey to Medina. And this was a very historical journey. And in this journey, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the chosen companion, because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam trusted him very greatly. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave glad tidings to 10 sahaba of Jannah, so these 10 sahaba, they are known as Asharay Mubashara, the 10 sahaba who are given the glad tidings and the good news of Jannah. So when he gave the glad tidings of Jannah and the good news of Jannah, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was one of these 10 companions. One of the great qualities Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu had was his extreme love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He had immense love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a huge amount of love. And because of this love, he always stayed by the side of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and always supported him. He never gave up on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And even after Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away, he continued the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the extent that everyone was sad that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has passed away. There was panic, there was chaos. And great companions like Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, even they did not know what to do. But at this stage, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu stood up and he gave a short talk. And because of this talk, he calmed all of the people down. And he was nominated and chosen to be the leader of the Muslims, which we know as the Khalifa. There were 4 rightly chosen Khalifa, Khulafa-i Rashidin, the rightly guided Khulafa, and he was the first of these 4. And he remained Khalifa for 2 years, because he passed away after 2 years. So he remained Khalifa for 2 years. He looked after the Muslims and he handled his responsibility very well. And at the age of 63, he passed away. And even after passing away, he was given a special honor. And the special honor was that he was chosen to be buried next to our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So throughout his life, he was with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and even after he's passed away, he is now resting next to our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Give us all the tawfiq to love the special companions of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to learn from their lives and to lead very good lives and to become special in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like they did. Take care of yourselves. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.